don't get exactly what's in it. In other words, we're not allowed to have so much confidence in the new religion that if it is so inspected exactly, so we can be sure 100% that we'll not do anything wrong. In other words, Rote holds that if someone is a new religion, so can be kosher, that even when it's not, it doesn't interfere with the satisfaction of his appetite, he might also do something wrong. And also, we see all of El Rove, my kind of Roma Schweitzer, El Rove is the one with the more of the Schweitzer of Murray Hunters and Tom, maybe exactly in Israel. So he could have explained it in the same way as Rav Asher does. We brought the Abai from that, the rest of Israel. So the more answers, in the name Rove himself would agree with the explanation of Rav Asher, because Rav Asher's explanation is based upon what is the of Nuremberg and Stomp in his academic. But Rove is not explaining, he's not applying our Mishneh to he's not applying our Mishneh to Ikusi, but he says that by you apply it to Ikusi, so then you have to say one thing, that Lechatchila he can check it even if Achil not in Lagabo, as long as he's so in the class. But he himself will apply the Mishneh to a Nimari Hogan for God. Will it say, sir? Or I ask. Abai Rabbi Rabbi Shom Matoi Kuzo Yom Kuhon De Masnisi Ad Rabbi Oso Miki Ahu Yom Kuhon Yisloch Ushkama Adi Yiton Ela Piki Yisloch Mer Lechai Yom Yisoy Yabu Upshi Yishach Yitin Lechat Chile Mum Chines Yom Kuhon 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 Yom וחמוצי, ואבי אומר, רוב אליה הוא מה שאומר זה חמוצי, זה מניח ברחתכם. הוס הוא נורא לו חוב אליהם בשלוש הפלסמן. הוא חמי יזו ביאל הכוסי, ניסו לו כערב עין, שיהיו ידי רעיז. So they hold that, I mean, אבי, not they, I mean, אבי holds, there is no analogy between the price of the resort, which deals with Yain, and our Mishneh, because the price of the resort deals with Yain. Now the Akum, when the Yisrael left the room, so the Akum was not even touching the Yain. So the question is, maybe he'll come over close to the Yain and he'll start with Nazareth Rav Yisrael. So he's afraid to do that, because that might take some time, you know. Going over to the Yain and the Nazareth, so in the midst of all that, the Yisrael might come. Mashiach came here, the Kusi was already handling the Veine. He was handling it, but he wasn't, and then the Yisrael walked out. So the Kusi might think, well, I'm already handling it, it will take me less than a minute, a fraction of a minute it will take me to do everything. Now, the Yisrael will not come in before I'm finished. So anyway, there is a Choshe, maybe the Kusi, in spite of the fact that he saw the Yitzhak in Yichnas. So, we'll... Hoche, maybe you get a Kusi, you should get a fire, you share your days. You can't have something like Yitzhak in Yichnas. We still have the Rabbi there, but the Yisroel Mun Hashem had to be Gersaki. And the Rabbi came to the Yisroel Mun, but the Rabbi had to be Gersaki. And the Rabbi Kishmai Zema, the Rabbi Masbis, the Yisroel Mun had to be Gersaki. And the Rabbi Kishmai Zema, 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 the Rabbi Kishmai Doch, du willst dir das Wort nicht mehr machen. Du musst es nicht hoch, aber du willst nicht was. Was ist du, wie hat du die Lehre? Ich habe die Lehre, ich habe die Wohnung, was ich schon habe. Was Robbe himself will apply the Mishneh the same way as Rav Asher. Because after all, Rav Asher's explanation is based upon Robbe's memory. Alright. Now the first thesis. Hakol Shechli, Kosu Bul Chesera Tzishkoyo Dino Shemu Tishchatu Mitni Shetatom Kaweiz Mitni Shetatom Kaweiz Vein Nire Da Filu So Bil Chesera Tzishkoyo That was written by Elgadon Now, all that Dominique, there's an interesting story. He claimed to be the descendant of Shiva Dhoni and to come from the Saraswati, from the other side of the Sambakyan. And there are all kinds of aloches mentioned in the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael by all that Dhoni. So, and many of the aloches mentioned in the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael seem to be inconsistent with aloches. Now, this is one example. So the Rosh says that some of the aloches that were written by Yehuda Adoni do not accord with aloches. So Tesis says, very near. So you don't have to rely on the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because we see from the Gemara that even by Kochin and the Chicken Shack. So as come of the Hamor that by whom Chicken Shack? ואיניך אפילו מקדושים שיחתו לך תחילה כי להאמין עם פרק כל הפסולים כל הפסולים ששוחתו דרבדי לך תחילה לי ורמינו וישוחתנו למה אישה שחיתו כשאירו ומשך so the Mishnah says in Zlochen with Abi Kochi שום ששוחטו, שלא שום שאירו, שהשחיתו כשאירו בזומים, בזרושים ועבודים, ובתמאים, ואפילו בקודשי קודשי, ובאובטו ימאים מאים בבוסו, so with the evidence kosher, even if it only שחצת פיסקן אורוך. So this is the mission. So Tesis says, "Kolapshu v'yam deil chatzilay v'riminu v'shochad nuam shashkut k'sheiro umshanu v'adim chatzilo el mishum v'boyel misne tomem mukdosh chatzilaloi." That's why the Mishnah in Zbochen uses an expression of the Eved, because in the whole list, Tomei is also mentioned. Tomei only the Eved mikotchi that we learned here. So not chatzilay, but vis-a-vis all the other parables mentioned in the Mishnah, so even Lechatchile, only Tomei Lechatchile. Elu Mishim Boi, the Mishnah Tomei Mikdosh Lechatchile Loi, Tomei Nami Shishochto, Lekom Ami Shim Boi, the Mishnah Noshim, Vitor Lebreche, Elu Vadai Mishim Dinoshim Shechtit Lechatchile, Afilu Bim Mikdoshim. Now, Boaz Lekato Nechato Shechtim Lechat Noshim Lechat Noshim, Kidom Abit Mure, also Mishnah Lechatchile, כי לפי רברי שמורה, ושמור כל הפרה שקוראים להם בראשון זוכר, אבל לא חיים חיוש באיש או איש או איש, ופרי כל הפסורים, גם בקוד שאיבי צריך למיסנה, נושא מישהו מישור אבידס, נושא פסוריס אפילו כאמס, אפילו כאמס. So, now, so the Rosh also rejects that this הלוכה בין חזרת ישראל, and he says it's נגד והלוכה, so we don't have to pay attention. However, the Mordechai does mention the חזרת ישראל. And the Rambam also mentions it in the name of the Mordechai. Now the question is, but how can anyone pay attention to the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael when it's inconsistent with the Gemara? So the Aruch HaShulchan, now, the Mordechai mentions that why shouldn't the Nishe be allowed to shech lechatchila? Why? Because no shech lechatchila. All right, I think always, but it's against the Gemara. So, I mean, you can mention it a thousand times. You cannot change the din of the Gemara. So, the old Hashulchan says the Daitan Kalis doesn't mean Daitan Kalis, in other words, she's weak-minded. So maybe she'll do Shaloi Kedi. On the contrary, he says the Daitan Kalis that Tzam Rishayim mentioned as a reason as to why an Isha should not be allowed to have to share is not a derogatory expression. But on the contrary, because a Yoshi Marachmunis, they are soft out. So now we say that Kulek, in other words, Kulek Rabine, of the second version. So no Yadre, why? Because even if somebody is not a Rabine, second version says that only Mubsek. Kinshah, someone who was seen by Shochti to share successfully and effectively three times, but someone who was not observed to be shared successfully three times should not be allowed to have to Misha. That's Rabbeinu's second wash. But Kulei Ki Rabbeinu, the second wash is Loyadre. Why? Because we look at Loy Hashim. So in other words, so that means that these are these men who is not so compassionate, who is not so soft-hearted, so Lechatchila he can be allowed to share, even though he's not in Moses. Mashiach, Kim Rigabi Noshim, Stam Noshim, Wadi Ilchazel, Tisroel say that the Nishim should not be allowed to share, so it only means Stam Noshim. If she was not seen to have shared successfully and effectively three times. So these are the men, so we don't pass by the second motion of Rabbi. We don't pass by the second motion of Rabbi. And we say that it can share, that it can share, because we look at the Hashinom, but we have no Shin, so we look at the Hashinom. Why? Because Noshim died in Kalis. Died in Kalis, not that they are weak-minded, feeble-minded, but it means so, Daiden Kauris, they are soft-hearted, they are compassionate, they are kind, and they cannot stand blood, the observation of blood. So the Mele, there is a possibility, maybe they'll be looking. So the Mele, there is no kashi from the Gemorian's wife, because Tesis, the Rosh is the kashi. If the Gemora says, Rikabikochi, so they can share. They can share. So as Kamal Bihamo that whom they can share. So the Or HaShulchan says it's Kalvachim as Yishu Apirch. I mean, we're not talking about Kalvachim of Yafuzi, but Kalvachim of Magic. So it's Kalvachim as Yishu Apirch. Because coaching, so can be only be Nishchet in the presence of the Kehanim, because the Kehan has to be covered with that. Right after the Shrite, so the Kehan has to be Kabbalah Adam, and Kabbalah Adam is Psulavisa. So the Mele, if a Nishe, when the Mishneh says in Zvochim that the Nishe can share Kochim, so it means, so obviously it is in the presence of the Kehani, who must immediately be Kabbalah Adam. So the Mele, if there will be you, so then the Kehani will see that. So we have nothing to worry about. Masha'im Kedi, by whom? It means if there are no achilim experts who watch it, so then Nishe is not allowed to have chilisha. This is how the Hashulchan explains it. Right. So what we can talk about in the Hashulchan, the Gemara also, when we see the appears to be Shmura, we should call a parashah full of them for Hashulchan Zoh. Avalohe, if it is Bish or Yis and Bish, we feel it called Absolutely, that we got Shem, Yisrael, Yis and Noshim, או אימון חינה ואחר שבכל פעם אחד, כאילו שיכתיב אחרי רניסים, זו רובה הוא בדיק של הקירותו, הוא איתותוני, הוא רובה לא יקוי וכל מי ששוחתו, אלא אחרי שבכל תיגם הוא נגמור, ויש לפור שנגוז לכם רב, אבל רובה לא ידיק בין קאוטו ומקירותו, כי איך הוא לחי כבור את איתותוני דימשון. So that is רשס פשע. ורמתה מפור איזה בישראל, הוא מלכתחיל על נשחית אפילו, כי בחש לכלובי, דיו מוסר ומייחל שייתו לאח של שחטוסו מתייך שיירו של ישראל כי כבר כמון שחטוסו מתייסו דיו מוסר ומייבא שחטוסו מעלי מתייך להשקד בין אחיו ומי לישו להסכים ברש so in other words so Rambam is made the Torah that that even with אחיו ומי לישו we're not allowed to learn the חרש של קוט משך לתחיל because of the possibility that maybe they will be in Avil and then there will be a year of Altashris. So even though Achim Reyn is an expert Jochim, we will see it, but it will be a year of Altashris, since it's very likely that there will be in Avil. So that thing, Ramitam agrees. Rashi, the Ramitam is not Chilkan Rashi. But where is it according to Rashi? So this thing is implicit in the Reiche, is deduced from the Reiche. So according to Ramatam, that being can be deduced from the same. Can you do the same thing? Ja, hier der Fabrensche, wo ja da ich genau bin, der Kontramutat. In Rashi Israel kann die Dino Fabrutat, der Twin Snadachin in der Nation, der der Herrsche, die kommt man hat, allow, der hat viele Tischer, even though the intention of the person who is made some behemoth to the Herrsche, die kommt nie, is to be machle to klop. Die machle to klop. It doesn't mean that the klop in what's saying, machle to noch im Ons, the same thing. In other words, even though it is mutter when it's nevele, so still it is also because of its zeder. Because if we let the chereshit become shech the behine, even though the kaponi is not to be machleh to Yisroel, but there is a possibility, maybe Yisroel will come and will see and give him shaloi bashus, you'll partake of it. And then we'll be eating the veil. So because of that, we're not allowed to let the chereshit be caught in shech. But it's only if the chereshit be caught in shech. But if the chereshit be caught in wants to be in Nablet, mother, you're dying not to do it, you know, in the form of shechit. Not in the form of shechit style, to use a modern expression. So then we're allowed to let the chereshit be caught in slaughter. But if the chereshit be caught in, we'll do it in the form of shechit. So then, not allowed, because of the possibility that it will be labored or shechitet mose or whatever, and then Israel will eat from it. Yes.
Why should the question be that be any worse than a non-mochzor doing the shechita? I mean, because we could have the same pshat, maybe holding the labored.
No, because by non-mozek, it is not so likely, it's only a remote possibility. You see, that according to all the other mandomals who are healing on the second motion of Rabbinus, who are from Yechashino. So, Rabbinus' second motion is Cheshish, but that's only a remote possibility. It's only Midrabonon that is Cheshish, not Midraisi. So, Mashim Kiniya Bacher Shem Nikotin, so no probability there will be another. It's called the Vagal that the Chereshit in the Kotlin will be in Abel. In Chaname, if he is a Kotlin who is already a Kotlin, let's say he's 12 years old and he's a Chocham Vinovin, so then that is will not apply. All right, we need it here. Now, so for next time, we are not going beyond Toner Rabbonon, or it will be the Chalik invitation, but we'll go over all the tastes and we'll discuss of the various issues of shame we got in the world, we got in the world, but you just have to be ready on all the tastes, and you have to be ready on the Ramban and the Ritva, and the Gemara.
Ches Teves. Share with Ravaran Salvejic Gemara Kulin.
Gemara, by Tono Rabon, that Gimel on the base and about. Now the tesis, so we learned the first two tesis, then the third tesis, that's where we left off. Hosom Kiv, it's not a time. Here is the Ches. Now, here there was a whole shakun tie between Rabach and Rabbe and Rabash. Ravashi raised the question that there seems to be an apparent steering between the first expression in the Mishneh, which has the connotation of the Chachileh, and the second expression in the Mishneh, which has the connotation of the end. So Ravashi assumed that Hakir Sheikhtin has the meaning of the Chachileh. So that's what Ravashi says. Hakel Shechtu Lechatchilu Yishudos Hakshir Adhemet Kavashi is the one who said Omer Rabachet Bid Omer Rabashi. How do you get this anoche, that this premise that Hakel is Lechatchilu? We see that the Mishnah uses Roshan Hakel in the sense of the Hebet. For example, in Gmure Gmure, it's not Chayat to say Lechatchilu, it's allowed the Reis. It's allowed the Reis. So this is what Rabache answered Rabashi. So So Rashi says, no. Ein och name. That Shichtin has the meaning of Chatchir. But over there, by Gure, it's spelled out. The Mishnah spells it out. Hosom kiniktone tani. Lo yishon Rashi olom. So this is how Rashi explains. So Rabashi is saying to Rabache Breide Rabbe, he's saying it's true that Hakel Shechtin has the meaning of the Hatzilah, except when it is spelled out to the counter. So over there it's spelled out in the Mishnah, but here it's not spelled out to the counter, it's not qualified by an explanation that the Hatzilah is also. So maybe it has the meaning that we have three things with that. So then there is a conflict between the first expression and the second expression. Also, the Torah time, period, we confess. The Okawi Lahakim Reish, the Loitain Lechatrilo, the Moshin Kiniktone Taime Limashmati Kosh. So Teisha says that this is not the plain meaning of the expression. When the Gemara says, Hosom Kiniktone Taime, so the Gemara doesn't mean that it's spelled out that Hakir Mimiri needs to be understood in the sense of the Eved. So then the Gemara should say, Hoso Mifumesh Shein Rechakir. Not Hoso Gitonetai. What's the meaning of Hoso Gitonetai? Over there, it mentions the reason. The Gemara should say, Hoso Mifumesh Dein Rechakir. Not Hosom Kiniktone Tashmish. So now the stasis doesn't like this pshat of Rashi. The Roshim Tomek Taim Oli Mashim Kodesh. U Mashim Kodesh Namun Maskone. Gavini. So then there is all Chakra Tariya. So Abacha Dovid Rove is trying to point out from certain Mishnes that the meaning of Hakeil does not necessarily have to be Lichatfile, that Hakeil can have the meaning of the Eved, but on the other hand, we see Mishnes. So Rabashi mentions Mishnes, where Hakil has the meaning of the Hakil, like Hakil Seimchim. So then the final mascot of the Gemara is that Hakil has a twofold meaning, has a double meaning. Hakil can have the meaning of the Hakil, and Hakil can have the meaning of the Eved. But the Kashi by Rabashi was, in this Mishnah, it could not have the meaning of the Hakil. It could not have the meaning of the Eved. Because if Hakel has the meaning of the Eved, so then the Tal of the Mishnah repeats the same thing twice. Hakel Sheikhti, the Eved, the Shrit of everybody is kosher. And Ushritos of Sheikho, the Eved, the Shrit of everybody is kosher. Why this repetition? So since the second expression definitely is expressive of the Eved, so mainly we have to say that the first expression is expressive of the Hakel. So then there is a sphere. That's the Kashi by Rabash. That's the Kashi by Rabash. So then the Amaroim explained. So Rashi is clear. The Kashi. Umashi Yerushan Maskone Gabini, the Evetarde, the Evetarde, the Evetarde. So Rashi is the Kashi. Just as Rabash is asking the Kashi here. Because here, the first expression of Hakim could not be expressive of the Evetarde, because the second expression is expressive of the Eved. So why this repetition? Twice. So the Gemara could have asked the same Kashi, Gabi Kuros, the other Gabi Kurana, the Tony God of the Forbage. The Bava Gabi Kurana, the Tony God of the Forbage. So, Hosom Luitone Kai Gabi, Hakim Mirim, Hosom Kurana, Gabi Hadot, the Mishum Shalom Shalom. So Kashi was bothered by Kashi, just as Rabashi is the Kashi here. There is a theory. Because the first expression, Hatu, cannot be expressive of the Eved, because the second expression is expressive of the Eved. So the first expression must be expressive of Hatfilah. So then there is a theory between the first expression and the second expression. The same difficulty applies to the Mishnah, because over there the Mishnah also says, Hakim really nechdanoshim. And loishodom, and then the second expression says, loishodom kashoy lohobim, elushim maybe a mumeh abisei tigas avoyim. So here too, there's the same difficulty, the Mishneh in Mule, because the Hakam and Milim could not have the meaning of the Eved. It could not have the meaning of the Eved. Because the second expression is expressive of the Eved. So the first expression must be expressive of the Hatchile. But we could not say that the first expression has a meaning of the Hatchile. Because the Gemara itself points out, how could we say that it has the expression of the Hatchile? It's allowed the eyes. That's Rashi's Kasha. The Umash, if you're saying, must go to the Eltad, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, Hoso, so Rashi in the Teres, Hoso, we don't make our God in Hakel and Mir, if we wasn't to make a battle. In other words, over there, so we can say, as the Gemara says here, that Hakel and Mir has the meaning of the Eved. But then you ask, so why do the evidence, why do expressions of the Eved? If the Mishneh said, Hakel and Mir, if we wasn't to, so then you would pay to say, Hakel and Mir could not have the meaning of the Eved, because also more is expressive of the Eved. So why two expressions expressive of the Eved? But there the Mishneh doesn't use the terms Hakel Umiri and also more. There the Mishneh uses the expression Hakel Umiri. But and then Moishon Hashola, also the Torah Kaigav Hakel Umiri and also more Dragon. We Mishun Moishon Hashola Hamir Mishun Boy Lasu can be saved because our boy. The last year on the lake in Alafshin in Maise. Lake in Alafshin in Maise. So the reason is why it says, so in the Nahme, over there, the Mishneh cannot use two expressions of the Eved, one after the other. That would be a repetition. But over there, the Mishneh doesn't say, Hakam and Mirim, which wasn't born. But the Mishneh says, Hakam and Mirim. So that is the meaning of the Eved. And Goy Shod of Hashoye, why was that putting the other expression, which is certainly expressive of the Eved, to tell us that there is a chiyuv malchus? So there is no superfluity in the Mishneh in Mure. The first expression is expressive of the Eved. Then the second expression is not in a mirut morosu mor. But the second expression is Moishe Rasher Lohamir. Elohim Heimi Yosefik is Avoyim. So the purpose of the second expression is to advise us that there is a chiyuv malchus for Mure. Because one could say, there is no chiyuv malchus for Mure. After all, Mure is a lavshim b'maisei. It's only been Mure b'alma. So that's the chiddush. So mainly there is no superfluity in the Mishneh in Mure. Mashim can hear the kasher of Chavasher words. There is, we could say, that Hakel Shechtim may is expressive of Eved. Because if it would be expressive of Eved, so there would be a superfluity. The Hakel Shechtim, that the Eved, the Shechit of everybody is Shemo, who should also Shemo the Eved, the Shechit of everybody is Shemo, so there is a superfluity. So obviously, the Hakel Shechtim has the meaning of Chatzile. So then there is a Stira, so then we have expert. This is what Rashi says. Anyway, so this doesn't apply to that Shabbat. The Mishim Bezit is according to the whole day, La Havu Mishnet Al Tadeve, the Havu Lotzo of Neyma, Hadil Mimiri, Vahamim Yosef Yisabu. In other words, since the Gemara Ravashi here mentions it well, that the title of the Mishnah will not mention two expressions of the Eved, if there is a superfluity. But you say there is no superfluity. Why? Because the title of the Mishnah wants to tell us in the Chiddush, that for the lack of Mure, there is Malchus. Even though, one could argue, there is no Malchus, because it's Lashon Maaseh, just as there is no Malchus for talking Lashon Hara. Why? Because Dibur itself is not considered as a Maaseh to be Chayav Malchus. Mure is also done by Dibur. So there is no superfluity. So Tetzvah says, no, there is a superfluity. Because insofar as the chiddush of that for Mure there is a chiyuv malchus in spite of the fact that there is no real maaseh other than dibur, so the Mishneh could have said like this: Hakel Nemirim, Hakel Nemirim, Vim Heimir, simply because why does he have to enter? extra words, Loi Shoda Mashoda Amir, El Shimeya Sinkasabi. So the extra words of Loi Shoda Mashoda Amir, up to Elo, so yeah, superfluous if we say that Atom really is expressive of the air. That's the discussion. So in the Mishnah, since I'm going to hold a hammer in Mishnah, Tab and Eret, that much of a Mishnah had to be admitted, but I'm going to say this, I'm going to be the British rule and probably had to be admitted in the Chathir. We won't show them what show you on the Eret, and we shall be also Rabbi Yudah Ochechtor. Had to be admitted in the Mure, er for Chege, we are for Mishnah. The difficulty in this case we see is that in our text in the Morah, in Gmura, it doesn't say Hachim Matrisim B'Gmura Yachachim Yachachim, but Hachim Matrisim B'Gmura Yachachim Yachachim. There's a difficulty, all right. But let's read it the way it is mentioned here. So Gmura says to Kasha, Hachim Yachachim Yachachim, we will show you Kasha over there, and Shah will also have you the Hochem. How can I just speak more about changing that amazing? So that's why, that's the pshat of the Chathila. How can I mean? Not the Chathila that is the proper thing to make more of the Chathila. Chathila Shalom is a lot of rising. We are preparing, we all may say. But it means the reason as to why it uses a washing that is expressive of the Chathila, that means, in other words, that even if the more was done bemazed, when it wasn't based upon any mistake, upon any mistake by the person, but he knew very well that he's making Tmure and he's doing something that is also still the Tmure is hard. Hakamamir, we have to, the more is short of Asher Ulam, there, in Shamas, I have to be facing the Tmure, I have to be amazing. The Havel Rishnuye, the Tonalei, we should be saying because our boy can feel in good Haskam. Now that's the other Kashi against Rashi. Rashi is the Kashi. How is it that Rabashi is directing his Kashi against the Mishnah in Chum? Because there seems to be a stira between the first expression and second expression. Why? Because the first expression of Akhil could not have been the meaning of the Devet, because then there would be two Devet expressions. That's a repetition. So obviously the first expression has the meaning of the Hathile. So then there is a stir between the first expression and second expression. So Kashi is the Kashi. The same thing the Gemara could ask, Rabashi could ask against the Mishnah in Gemara, because over there too, Hathil Mabili. So it could not have the meaning of the Emet. Even though Gemara here says that it has the meaning of the Emet. And for a simple reason, because there is a lot of the answer. But it could not, because of the other expression of Moshe Rashi Bahamia. So it's two expressions of the Emet, so it's a repetition. So Rashi says, no, over there, Rabashi wasn't in connection with the Mishnah in Gemara. Rabashi wasn't any escape in Kashi. Why? Because over there, the first expression of Hakim Amirim is expressive of an Eved. So not the Hakim, it couldn't have the meaning of a Hakim. There was a lot of answer. But then you ask, if it's expressive of an Eved, so why the second expression has to be mentioned? So the second expression does not represent a repetition, a superfluity, for the simple reason that the second expression tells us a big chidesh, that there is a Chiyuv HaMalkis. That this is how Asher explains the Mishnah in Gemara. But the question is, the Gemara in Gemara itself has the same Kashi. There is a stir between the first expression and the second expression. Between the first expression and the second expression. And the Gemara in Gemara. So when it mentions the apparent stir between the first expression and the second expression, the Gemara doesn't give the talents that Rashi says here in explaining the Mishnah in Gemara, that there is no stira, because both expressions are expressive of the Eved. And the reason is why two expressions of the Eved are mentioned in the Mishnah in Gemara is because the second expression does not represent the superfluity, for the simple reason that it tells us a bit chidesh that there is a Chiyuv Malkis. So that's why the Gemara should say Yivure, and the Gemara in Pura does not say that. So he says, how will she get the total that you should be saying because I'm going to be going to kill the scar, and the Gemara in Pura gives a different talents. The different talents than the Pshat in the Pshat in the Hatem Mir in the Chatchile is because it makes it the Pura is hard. It makes it the Pura is hard. These are all the kashis against kashis. So then, the Nero Rav the Tama, the Shiluya the Hoche, Habe Kayim Kmo. The Hoche Kmo. Hoso, Ken Yiktom Etay, the Hoche Kmo Ne Hakim Milim, the Mashu Mechad Chile, Lash Nito, Shafu Hinga Bimezi, the Hainu Mechad Chile, Mume, the Litei Napoli Mikat, the Mikasha, Kedam Dilo Batari. So in other words, so Teitzvah says, not like Kashi explains. So, in other words, how does Kashi explain? Hosom ki niktone kaitayim. Hosom ki niktone kaitayim. That, the over there, over there, so the reason is to why it uses the wash of hakim milim, even though it's expressive, even though Hakimavir is usually expressive over Hatfilah. But over here, the Mishnah spells out that in that Mishnah in Pure, Hakim has the connotation of death. This is our answer. So Teisa is not implied in the Pshat. Because then the Gemara should say, Hoso Mifuresh the Hakimavir, not Hoso Kibiknonetari. So Teisa explains that here the Gemara means the Gemara means here the same thing that the Gemara says in Pura in connection with the Mishnah in Pura. Because the Gemara in Pura says, it has an answer to the Kashya, that there is this stira between the first expression in Pura and the second expression in Pura. The first expression is expressive of the Hapura, and the second expression is expressive of the Ebed. So the Gemara gives a tendency in Pura that the reasons why the first expression is expressive of Chathila because he tells us that even if the person was maybe a Behema Skotchi with full knowledge of all the facts at the very outset, I mean, knowing all the facts, so that's also a kind of Chathila. So this is what the Gemara means. Hosom kiniktone taime, over there, it's not the Eved. There it also has a certain kind of a meaning of the Chathilah. Not the Chathilah that is the proper thing, but the Chathilah that even if he did it at the very outset with full knowledge of the Issa of Mure, of the Issa of Mure, so still the Mure is hard. In other words, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says, that's not the meaning between Rashi's Pshat and his Pshat. According to Rashi, when the Gemara says, Hosom Kiriktone Tanmeik means, So Rabashi is saying to Rabachim in the Rabbeh, ordinarily, Hakil has the meaning of the Chathilah, except where it is spelled out explicitly to the counter. Over there it is spelled out explicitly to the counter. So, this is how Rashi explains Hosom Kitonetayim. According to Teitzvah says, Hosom Kitonetayim does not mean that, because if it would mean that, it would say, Hosom Yifuresh Ha'abedele. Not also Kiriktone Taime. But according to Tate says, the Pshat and also Kiriktone Taime, that there it also is expressive of the type of Lechatchile. Lechatchile, in other words, even if it was done at the very outset, Lechatchile remains it. You see, that's what it means. So it's still expressive of Lechatchile. It means, even what Lechatchile means at the very outset, if it was done, also, Kiriktone Taime, there it has the connotation of Lechatchile. In other words, that even if the Mure was done at the Lechatchile, be amazing, it still happened. So it's also a connotation of Lechatchile. Oh. V'nirol ametam v'shiluye d'hoche, habe kayim d'kmur, v'hoche kol ha'osom kiriktone taime, d'lohoche, tov ha'atim amir, d'mashma Lechatchile, l'ashmino, sh'afilo heibio be amazing, d'hayim Lechatchile mumer, do we take the avoid we can't feel the kosher? Can I feel that thing? Alright. The kosher is kosher. So in other words, we have two pshotim. also get it on the time. According to Rashi, also we thought that time means true indeed that Hakel Mirim is has a connotation of the event, but over there it's all right because it's explicitly spelled out that it has the connotation of the event. But here, it is not spelled out explicitly in the interpretation of the event. So maybe it has to have the meaning of Hatchel. That's what Rabashi said, according to Rashi. And according to the Abu Talmud, the Gemara says, "Chosuk is not a time of meaning. Chosuk is not."